Ciao ragazze!
Ciao!
Ciao! Dai, va bene, iniziamo!
No, no,
the secret part. The people down below, we all want to know how to play the game of life before we got to go. He looked at me and said, I've pondered long, listening to Mother Nature's song. And let me tell you, son, life ain't just for fun, but if you want to have a ball, here's how you get it done. You got to do.
A botanist, an entomologist, a writer, a poet, a theoretician, and a teacher at the École Nationale Supérieure de Versailles. So, after all those titles, I think he prefers to be known as a global gardener. He began designing gardens in the 70s, developing his particular approach, the Jardin en Mouvement, the gardening movement, which he's going to be talking to us about tonight, in his own garden, which is in central France, known as La Vallée, a wonderful wooded valley with scrub oak and beeches, where he has allowed the plants to almost design themselves, to come into blossom, to seed, and to reappear next year, maybe in a different place. And that concept was transferred to the Parc André Citroën, which I guess is the project that you all know him best for. In Paris, it opened in 1992. It was one of Mitterrand's grand projets. And Gilles won that competition together with Alain Provost, and so they were forced into some kind of marriage and collaborated on the project. But his part, the garden in movement, is very special, albeit in one corner. And of course, he also designed the cereal gardens, which represent the transformation from lead into gold, which I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. Other major gardens, which you may not know, include an early one, the Abbaye de Valois, in Paris, the Arche de la Défense, the Musée Quai Branly, which he did with Jean Nouvel, and very recently, that's to say in 2005, he helped on the restoration of Lawrence Johnston's garden in France, Serre de la Madone. Now, from the early 1990s, he's also been writing a series of polemical novels and essays, which all reflect his views on globalization, on biodiversity, ways of safeguarding the maximum number of living creatures on the planet by rethinking the boundaries and conceiving the whole planet as a global garden. And from September 1999 until 2000, there was an exhibition, which some of you may have seen, I certainly did, at the Grande Halle of the Parc de la Villette, which Gilles mounted, and it was called Le Jardin Planétaire, the Global Garden. And that reflected a lot of the ideas which he's going to be talking about tonight. Last year, he mounted another exhibition in Quebec, together with our own former teacher, Philippe Rahm. And that reflects some of his most recent thinking, and a book is going to be published about that exhibition in April, and Derek will have that in the library. Meanwhile, I also have some books here just to show you. Unfortunately, at the moment, they're all in French, Le Jardin Planétaire, and most recently, a monograph in ecology humaniste, a humanist ecology. My pleasure to introduce Gilles Clément.
Bonsoir. I'm very happy to be there. So long time. I will try to speak English. My English is a sort of French English. So, je fais comme je peux. It's probably too difficult to explain exactly what is the Jardin Planétaire. Planetary garden or global garden, as Sandra said, but you can consider that you are the citizens of the planet, and you are probably, even if you don't know, you are probably the gardeners of this planet, because everything you do has a consequence in the environment. And for me, what is important in my job is not the design. It is not the functional part of the public space or the formal system, but probably the life. I mean, means what is the thing which is more precious and unpredictable. Just before showing pictures, sorry, I use slides, which is a very archaic system, but useful. I want to give you some definitions. On dit ça, définition? Oui? For the words landscape, environment, and garden. Sandra say I'm landscape architect. I just say I'm gardener, of course, but in France we don't have any landscape architect, because the architects don't like that the gardeners use the term of architect. I'm okay with that, because I think that we are completely in the complementary position. And we can speak about the life, and the architect can speak about something else, and together we make something like a dialogue. But landscape is something. The word landscape is very special and very quite impossible to give it a good definition. I just say the landscape is what you have under your glance, le regard. That's all. So everything can be a landscape. And it is a very subjective thing. For instance, if we compare the vision of an English looking at a field with a very green grass and the green trees around, and the vision of New Guinean, for instance, a Papua, and it's looking at the same thing. The English say it is a lawn with a nice place, like a playground with trees. Okay, it's green, and the others say it is quite bitter, like le amertume, amer. You know what is bitter, but it is completely different. Two different cultures. they see the same landscape. So the landscape is something very subjective. Environment is completely different, the opposite. You can explain the landscape with the vocabulary of the environment, and in every part of the world, everybody understands what happened. It is an objective system to describe what happened. But of course, it is not affective, and not there is no emotion in the environment. The garden is made of both landscape and environment, both the system, the emotional perception, and the scientific composite inside. But the garden is something very particular. It is an enclosure. This is the definition. Garden come from a Germanic garden, and that means the l'enclos, the enclosure. And inside, you protect what is the better, the best of the life, the best of the vegetables, the best of the trees and fruits and flowers, etc. But the best of the way of life. So, what are we protecting today? What is the best? And I say that all along the story, the garden is the unique situation where the rencontre, the meeting between nature and people, is authorized with a dream. It's a place for utopia. You don't have any other place. Mixing nature l'homme et la nature I suppose you understand a sort of utopia. What is the utopia today? What is the good utopia? It's probably something linked to the ecology. And for me, it has been this for a long time, from the beginning when I was starting in my job. So the diversity is a very interesting point. It is the material you can have many surprises in the garden with, the diversity. And it is the pool, genetic pool of the invention of the life. If you have only one species in your garden, the chance to have something, some being new is quite, there is no chance. So in my own garden, I try to manage it with the idea to obtain the biggest the diversity, even in plants and animals. All the animals are very, very important also for me. But the diversity is not only the collection of the species. It is also a difference of behavior. The behavior is something very interesting. Very often, if you compare the different individuals in the same species, you have different behaviors. This is also a kind of diversity. And the last thing I am sure it's important for me is the brassage. Please, Sandra, brassage. Intermingling. I say that in the world, because I travel a lot, and I saw that a lot of different species coming from Europe, I living in Australia, coming from Chile in America, etc. It's like inside a washing machine. So this is the intermingling. So a garden is of course the place where the intermingling has been here for a long time. toujours. So I am not really, even if ecology is the way, my way, I am not a deep ecologist, you understand. So I want to show some pictures to explain some things. You can light off, put the light off, please. Oh, Sandra, this is the wedding day rose. This is the wedding day rose tree on the right. But I don't want to show that. This is a place in my garden. This is this picture shows a very common plant, a verbascum, very common. You can see it in the along the road. It is like a traveling plant. I say vagabond. It's able to travel in the garden. It is a biannual. It dies after the seeds. It disappears. And these plants go far away, maybe 2-3 meters, maybe very, very far away in the garden, in the place where it's able to live. And it's only able to live on the ground, where the ground has been removed. So the small places you see, like spots, brown spots, are like labor, le labour, the bin has been removed by moles. You know what is moles? What are moles? Animals. And so this is very, very necessary for these small little seeds of these plants. If you don't have this place for the seeds, they cannot live inside this very, very thick grass around. So the moles are gardening with me in my garden motion. I say garden in motion or garden in movement, it depends on the traduction. This is another comportment, behavior, special, very interesting. We think that trees are only, comment dit-on les individus, Sandra? An individu. Individual? Okay. A tree is not an individual, not really. We think actually that the tree is like a colony of different trees linked in the axis principle. This tree, it's an apple tree. It fell long time ago, and I decided to keep it lying like this on the ground. And a new tree grows, like you can see a lot of them, and I selected only one. It is growing on the trunk. Actually, the tree is like this. It's a very uncommon apple tree. Still, the roots are on the right side, and there is no roots under the vertical trunk, but on the right, like before. And the scientific consider that it is a way of revival. And we cannot know exactly the age, how many years old is a tree when you see a tree in the nature. It's probably very old, probably not. To know exactly the how many, you have to cut it and to know how many circles he got. So, I don't want to kill my apple tree. That was a very interesting event because it was impossible to go with a machine for obtaining a loan under the tree, because the trunk was an obstacle, you know. And it happens something very interesting. New species come from the grass. And that was the beginning of the beginning system of the garden in motion. This picture shows the gardener in the Parc André Citroën. The gardener is designing the form of the the garden with the what happened. It is what happened in the garden. He decide what he want to keep and what he want to cut and take off. So this gardener is like a designer. He's not only a people who is maintaining the garden to make it clean, but it's also somebody who is able to choose the different design, the form. And this depends of what happened. And each season it change, of course, because those plants which are flowerings are annual, biannuals or perennials, but anyway, they are also traveling plants and they change the places in the garden. So the garden changes also. In this garden, which is in the south of France, the diversity is here is le sujet, comment dit-on un sujet, le réflexion, un thème, the theme is about on, for me is only about the fire. This is a garden. This garden is just under a climate, a Mediterranean climate. In those countries, there is a lot of different fires. Every year, you know, very different and very many fires and many dangerous fires. I made a garden here speaking about fire because traveling around the world in different countries where you can meet Mediterranean climate, I saw that all the plants which are living there need the fire to survive. In a different ways. For instance, some seeds need a thermic shock to wake up. If the fire don't come, they just sleep until the fire comes, you know. Some fruits open and push away the seeds just after the fire. And if the fire don't come, the fruit don't open. Even if with a hammer, you don't succeed to open it, etc., etc. So it was interesting to speak about the behavior of this of these different plants. So this is not a real garden in motion, but this is a garden which speaks about the diversity under those different climates. We can see the sisters. For instance, this part, I designed a big axis and that's all, and different landscapes, the Chilean one, the South African one, etc., separated by hedges inside. This garden is 25 hectares, more or less. The cistus, this plant, flowering in white and rose and pink, we crop the seeds and we put it in pan, the pan not to cook the seeds, but just to give it a chalk, you know, in a few seconds, and after that it's possible to obtain new plants. If you don't do that, of course we don't pull the fire in the garden. It's too, and so we need to comment dit-on rajeunir. New and young plants, and if we don't do that, those sisters die, and that's all. This is the New Zealand landscape in the Domaine du Rayol. Domaine du Rayol is the name of this garden. It's inspired by the landscape of New Zealand. All those plants are pyrophyta. Pyrophyta, that means plants which are able to live with fire. The black boys we introduced in Domaine du Rayol come from this part in southwest of Australia, near Perth, in Stirling Ranges. The black boy is a very special tree. It's not really a tree. It's not a trunk. It's similar to palm tree. And the English, when they come for the first time in Australia, they saw those special and very strange trees black because the fire burned the trunk, and with the hairs on top, and the flowering system is like a javelot, a very special thing, and they say it is like an aborigine in the war, so they call it black boys. The trunk is not really a trunk, and there is a protecting system which is made with the basis of each leaf. It's a passive pyrophyta. It resists to fire, but also active pyrophyta because needs fire force for making flowers and also, of course, seeds. This is another place. It is in France. Sorry, the picture is not good, but at the beginning, the building is a building, a special building for Volcano. It's a touristic center close to Clermont-Ferrand. The architect is Hans Olein. And I had to make a garden outside. There is maybe 60 hectares, and also a small garden inside in a greenhouse, temperature about 18 to 20 degrees centigrade. So I choose a plant I know in the world, which are able to grow with a low maintenance in the basalt rock, which is very special, poor and strong. So it is my choice has been three ferns, three different species. We have been to New Zealand to buy. Nous avons fait un sauvetage, a rescue of ferns in a forest of pine, under the pines of 40 or 50 years old. They cut the pine, and the tree ferns growing under the pine are destroyed. So we rescue, we take off those trees. All those fern trees sont very old, like probably 14 years old. 6 meters till 8 meters high. And it is very easy to grow. They grow freely, there is no problem. We just had to put a mist system. So for the public, it's a very touristic place. This is the outside part with very different species, of course. They have been to resist to the frost in winter because it's very, very cold in this corner of France. But they don't need maintenance. All the gardens I try to do are low maintenance garden, and with no chemicals, no water, etc. For instance, around the center, you can find these plants. They're free. They grow freely, and we don't do nothing to. No special gardening. This is the forest in New Zealand. I don't know why the New Zealander ask us to wear helmets. It's prudent, no danger in this. But well, and we choose to the ferns just a few days after the cut all the trees. This is an example. Very different because we are in the town. Est-ce qu'on peut mettre au point? I think the focus maybe a bit more. Okay. Les jardins de l'Arche is just in front of Arche de la Défense and between two cemeteries. At the beginning, a big highway was going to go in Paris, to Paris, but it stops and long time stay in the very strange situation without cars. They destroy it and they put it it's an highway, an underground highway actually, and the garden is on. is like a promenade. But we also remade the landscape of the cemetery. The architect is Paul Shemitov. Only for the GT. The GT is this sort of bridge coming from the arch and going far away to the west direction between the cemetery, just over the garden. And what I want to do here, it is a sort of an expressive garden, speaking about nature, because in this place it's a very strong and hard place, with many, many concrete buildings, wind, etc., mineral, nothing soft. So I want to say that it's possible for nature to exist and to live, even if this difficult situation. And you cannot go straightly, you have to turn around the islands of plants. Of course, it is not a real garden in motion, but anyway, some plants like Heraclium come from an island to another island. And also, surtout, you have to meet the big leaves of the Gunera, which is a very strange plant. Guneras come from Chile, but they grow here. We just have to protect it in the winter with a special hat. We design it. And we have just to change the size when the plant is growing up every year. And the limits are made with soft limits. There is no fence, only gramineas, things like that. And on the other side you can see the cemeteries. That was the north side. The south side, it is another system. But everywhere, the design is like organic, and the ground, the soil is very special. We invite the different mosses to go inside, in between the small stones, like that. And the concrete, c'est pas le concret, c'est le lien, is made with chalk, and it can be removed or like elastic, like an elastic. La peau, the skin, like a skin. And the roots of the big salix, big sauce trees, white, are terrible roots. So this skin is able to make waves on. It's not dangerous, and you don't see the disaster the terrace, the beautiful terrace is destroyed, it is completely different. This is for birds, just small pool of water. This, another example, completely different, there is absolutely no diversity, just one plant, a grass, tropical grass. We are in La Réunion, Saint-Denis de La Réunion, in a tropical island, south of Hemisphere, close to Madagascar, And this house has been completely destroyed by a fire, the garden too. So the architect rebuilt it like that. It's an historical house. And I propose a sort of a dry fountain with a grass. The grass is Puganoterum paniceum, a grass very common. We walk on this plant, but I want to say that even the smallest plant are interesting. So this is a fountain for making a star, grass like a star. There is another grass on the sides, and the pillars are here. because it is possible to make a floor on the system, a woody floor, and like that, if you are a party, many people can come on the garden, even on the fountain, because it is a very, very small garden, but it is a public garden, an official building. This is the grass. This is like a bamboo, a very, very small bamboo, but it is not. And we prune it like waves form on the top. And at night, some lead system for lights come on just on the grass. This is a basalt. The stone is basalt. The island is completely volcanic. It's a volcano. This is, so it's like a sculpture, but even if in this garden the maintenance is very, very low, no problem. Now, I want to speak about these studies, this c'était une étude, comment dit-on, une étude de paysage, Sandra. Study, but another, I don't know if it is exactly the same. Yes, study, of course. Okay. we are in the center of France. And they asked me in this corner, Limousin, just around the Lac de Vassivière, a big lake, they asked me to tell what is this landscape, what is the landscape we have here. So I know this country well. 100 years ago, well, I was not here 100 years ago, of course, but I know that there was no one tree. Only fields and the land. Alors là, je ne connais pas le mot land. The land in France, are the ground where grow the heathers. Moorland. A lot of moorland. Poor soils.
No.
But 100 years ago, they decided to make this, to transform completely the country and to plant a lot of trees, mostly conifers. So I consider this landscape as a binary system. The darkness is the trees, conifers, and the light and the clear landscape is the fields. Only two terms. If you look at this landscape in term of plastic system, I was looking for diversity, and there is no thing under the trees, no plants growing, and in the fields, a few diversity, because this is the territory of the engineer, forest engineer, and forest agronome engineer for the fields, and actually they use a lot of different chemicals, and so the species are going out. Of course, the grass is good for the cause, but if you look at something else, you don't find it. You can see on the top the fields, the forest, and the fields here. Nothing. But between, there is another landscape, completely different. You can see different forms, different colors. This is, I call it the third landscape. This part is like an abandoned ground. Nobody is taking off, and there is no farmer, nobody here. Only two houses, but that's all. And I found all the diversity in this country only on the places, abandoned places. In this picture, it is a big place, but in other cases, it are few places. For instance, you can see under the conifers, nothing. But if you go a little far away from these places, you can meet different peat places with water. Nobody come here, but you find a lot of different species, many, many things. It's very easy to see on this picture, or this kind of places in the dry, and the top of the hills in the dry situations. Very interesting too. Or the pools, the water, also the places where nobody does, nobody, nothing here. Just nature, a lot of different things. Also the places where it's impossible to go because the slopes are too difficult. The machine cannot go inside, and they are all abandoned. Many species, this is a protected plant. We call it a silver button. Of course, it's possible to find very strange things like that, a very old car. We cannot understand where, how this car came here. This is very far away from the place, but the open places. But it is. And the, we are close to the. The art center of Vassivière. The architect is Aldo Rossi. You probably know it. Know him. And after the big hurricane in 1999, and at the Christmas time, it was terrible, and all the trees fall down, and a lot of different flowers come from the just after that in the spots. Where the trees fall, because the light can reach the soil and in these places. So there's I call it wild gardens in these places, and the diversity is very, very big in those places. This is a very big friche. Friche is a French name. Abandoned ground. Just around Buenos Aires. The town decided long time ago to make a new urbanism on the Rio de la Plata, and they pushed the ground on the river. If you understand me, because my English is so poor, I'm sorry, but probably you understand. So it was like a removing ground, poop, like that, and just waiting for a new town. But they don't have the money to build it. And 20 years after, the ecologists decided that it was so interesting because many different species and unusual species living here, and now there's 300 or more hectares which are the ecological park of Buenos Aires. So it's very interesting. So I decided to call those abandoned ground in the world the third landscape. Because the first one was forest, the darkness, etc. Maybe the buildings also. The second was the light, the clear, the public space maybe, etc. If you make the comparison with the town. And what is the third? The third one is the places where the human beings are not making anything. They don't do nothing, just like that, nature do what they have to do, what it has to do. So, for me, it is interesting because all the diversity come here. It's a rescue tool. It's a special place for the plants, animals, and maybe human beings also, which are pulled away from the other places. Because in a field, there is nothing. In a corn culture, you see only the corn. That's all. Only one species. You understand? So the places for the diversity are very narrow. for instance, all along the roads. Here in France, on the other side of the edge, nothing. On the road, nothing. But between, something. Here in Gloucestershire, in England, with a very nice antriscus, same. And the people who is in charge to maintain the borders on the roads, they have a big responsibility, because the future is in this third landscape. If we consider that the pool, the genetic pool, is in those places, so the invention of the life is here. We have to protect it, and we have to know what happened here. This is another maintaining system. We also have a special diversity linked to the animals. This horse is making a sort of mint garden, because it doesn't like the mint. And third landscape has not scale. This is a lichen, a very small plant. It belongs to third landscape too. If we want to speak about all the diversity, we have to add also the plants which are in the reserves, in the woods, where nobody come, because those places are protected completely. This is a mangrove in Gabon, close to Franceville, a very big one, and protected at the moment, but not all the mangrove places are protected in the world. Many touristic programs are on. And the diversity here is not very important with trees, but very important with animals. We can meet some fishes climbing on the trees, for instance, with species and crab, etc. A lot of protein foods too. Here we are in the fields, sugar cane fields in Mauritius, and you can see that the third landscape on the top is a sort of island, and here is like a small stream, the places where the machines are not able to come. I had to design a pattern for a tapestry, because in my place, I'm living in the Limousin, there are two towns where the tradition is making tapestry. One is the blue spot on the high is Aubusson, and the other Feltin. 8 kilometers between the two towns. This is the Vallée de la Creuse, the river. Another valley, small on this one. The red spots are the trees. Few diversities. And they are red because we are in summer, and it is a strong activity. The grass is not so strong because it's becoming to sleep a little bit. It's a pale green. But the yellow and orange are in the part, in the abandoned part of this zone. So I choose those two colors to speak about the third landscape. Another season is in autumn. The trees, the leaves fall down, but the grass is very active, so the grass is red. But for the third landscape, it is the same, because the activity is the same. At the end, I decided to take off all the different different part which are ruled by men, and I only keep the third landscape. We can see that in this kind of landscape, which is very natural, but really it's not, because you can see that the diversity is on very, very narrow places. Actually, this tapestry made 6 meters square is already made. This is the only project I had the opportunity to do. Speaking about the third landscape is a Lille, just in front of the railway station TGV. May I have a spot for a light spot for? No, do you not have a light spot? No, no. Anyway, doesn't matter. So the square is grass, and you can see an island. At the beginning, it was a hill made with the different things they dig off to build the station. More than high meters. I decided to conserve, to keep the center part of this island and to dedicate it to only nature, not for men. All around, it is a public space. The form is the form of an island which exists in the south, in the Antipoda, close to New Zealand. Antipoda of the town of Lille. And very isolated in the ocean. The system is the same because it is like a sanctuary. So this is the Antipode Island. We had to choose a very special form because the architect of Monument Historic Monument refused the square form that I designed before, because they said the square form is a military form, and we are over the fortification of Vauban. We don't see, it is impossible to see anything because it has disappeared, completely destroyed and disappeared, but the, you know, so 1 year fighting, and I lose because I changed my form, but anyway, this is the island. It is made with concrete. Thank you very much. The wall concrete, say it better high. Bon, marche pas. Well, doesn't matter. But. And on the top, the nature is making his own landscape. One time a year, we go on top to make the list of the different species which are growing. And we used the same plants on the ground to obtain the lowest maintenance possible. The greatest part of the charge for if we speak about maintenance is pruning the lawns, that's all. This is the Derborance. We call it Derborance Island. it's related to a forest which has been destroyed at the moment of the competition. Ah. It died? No. This is the manager. I've been once with him to see what happened on the top. It is a very strange project in France, the only one in this case. And the people which was living around was afraid by it because it doesn't like clean, you know. We had a lot of people against, but now everybody is okay. There is a big lawn, okay, this is simple park with a low maintenance. You can see the the building of Port Zampar, another one, Jean Nouvel, everybody's there. Yeah, many people there. And the slopes like that are flowering. In the wood, which is a public wood, on the other side of the island, some clearer are made like that with trunks destroyed. It is a good reason for a light in the forest. Another is because the rocks, for instance, there are a lot of different rocks here. The trees cannot grow, and you can find heathers and bamboos. And we have like this four small gardens inside the wood part on the other side of the island. This is the Projet de Lille. For me, it's one of the maybe more important, but completely unknown. The last experiences I want to show you is the field. The field belongs to me. I bought it 11 years ago now. And at the beginning, it was only covered of one grass, only one species. I was looking for diversity, so I removed the ground and I seed 40 species of flower. At the beginning, a lot of different plants grow, but not on no one from my choice. But it was a nice landscape anyway. Only the second year become to grow the plants I seed. So you have to wait if you want to do that. Patience. But the diversity was here anyway. And interesting, some of those plants disappeared now because they are annual or biennials, and the perennials come very slowly. Some seeds only start growing 5 years after the seedling, like for seed of campanula, for instance. This is a summer season with the mullein, verbascum, and other plants. On the right side, the focus is... Can you check it? Thank you. On the right side, you can see the témoin, the witness part. Is it? No, the witness is the dog, of course, but on the side, on the right, the part where I didn't do anything, and the place with the seeds. The pictures has been shoot 5 years after the beginning. So 5 years after the beginning of this experience, there was no plant coming from the left going to the right because it is too thick and too closed, impossible for the plants to grow. Now it become to be possible 10 years after. Also the caterpillars, the different animals are very important. This one is a poison for birds. The butterfly is very nice, it's red and black. And it rules the invasive plants of Senecio. It's very interesting for that. This one rules the invasive plant of Verbascum. It's a very mimetic one. Nice caterpillar. Of course, I don't use any product to kill it. We need those species. The entomologic knowledge is important because it is the key to maintain the ecologic chain. This is the caterpillar of a very nice butterfly. If you disturb it, it push away two horns, orange horns that smells carrot, to afraid the predators. It's terrible. Also, spiders. This one is very nice. It's a female of an Argiope. The male is small and quite invisible. This butterfly is very common. The food of the caterpillar is the urtica. Urtica is this plant. It's a very important plant. You know it, of course. L'ortie. What? Thistle. You know what is thistle? Yes. It's a very interesting plant because we can do it sort of tea with water, you know. And if you use it, it's better than everything. You spread a plant with this mixture. You can eat the thistle, you can do it. And it also it's food for the caterpillars of these animals. Not only this one, 3 or 4 species of Vanessa. So you need thistles in your garden, sure. The butterfly on the right side is a good bioindicator. If you see it, it's good. This is another very common, but interesting anyway. The caterpillar is living on a tree, a Crategus, not on this plant. This is my raft, the field raft. I call it the field raft because you know, maybe you probably know it exists, the raft of the canopy on the top of the forest, tropical forest. I've been there with the scientific in Gabon, and my raft is not traveling on the top of the canopy, of course, but it is on the canopy of the canopy. The term of canopy is the interface, the superficie of my field, and I have 2 binoculars, one for the short length and another to see far away. This is the good way to observe the insects. My raft. Now I just the end of this lecture is another way to speak about the diversity. Is the surprise. It is what happened, the behavior, the way also to live how do the humanity to live in this. In the landscape, in the country, etc. And I've been very surprised by this sort of land art, spontaneous land art in Bali. We are in Bali, in Indonesia. At the moment where the rice fields are beginning to make the seeds, the small birds come and want to eat it. So they pull a lot of different, many pieces of plastic. They cut it in plastic bags, and they think that it can be afraid the birds. There are also different systems, noisy systems, with small stones in tins, with xylophone, etc. But the birds like that. This is the Chinese system. They don't cut the pieces, just the bag, the main bag. It is the noise. They think the noise is more important. This plastic is special, very noisy, and it is a windy part close to Shanghai, Lac Tai. Oh, this is not decided, just... the capture of the bags. At the beginning in Morocco, we are close to Marrakech, the bags were transparent and silvery. After that, they made black bags, and now we can find black and white bags in the Spanish roads. It is a very special landscape. This is very interesting too. It's close to Annaba. It is the place where young people come to make love, to mate. It's very difficult for the Algerian people to have meeting between the different girls and men, you know. So they go far away from the town, and they, in car, they stay there and they drink some, you know. And after that, they made a sort of special floor. This is incredible. This town is Santa Cruz, close to in south of Santiago, and because the town is Santa Cruz, and because this is a wine country, they designed, they built the cross with I don't know what is the name of Tono wine barrel. That's incredible surprise. This is a surprise too. The tree which is eating the fence. It's a pine tree in Johannesburg. This is incredible too, very interesting. It is in the Forbidden City in Peking. And it was impossible to observe a woman walking in this garden with a coat the same color of the wall. So for me it is very interesting, because one minute after it disappeared, you know, and I had a chance to have a camera this day, or this. Well, this is a surprise too, in the Pamplemousse Garden in Mauritius. The white, the yellow flowers. I call it yellow flowers. I like it very much, this one. It was in Scotland. Maybe you don't see what is writing on the top of the door. You can see. It's incredible, isn't it? So this is the last. But I want just to show you another one. This is not a slide, it's the Lustre de Chandelier. This installation is speaking about diversity. We are in Montreal, actually, and the exhibition is still, yes, until June. It began in October. We have been to crop in a small part, very close to CCA. So CCA is Centre Canadien d'Architecture, Montreal, in the Aberdeen ground. The different things we found, the diversity of this part. I mean, plants, seeds, flowers, fruits, part of animals like snails or dead snails. But also the Colgate tube or tins, many things. And because I had to speak about third landscape in this exhibition, this is the theme, I didn't know what could be the best way, and I chose this system because everybody come to see that, and after they can go to the Lustre to see what is the Lustre chandelier, what is the chandelier. And they understand, I hope, what is the chandelier. What? Chandelier. Is it? Well, there is no candle, but the lights come on the top, from the top. And this chandelier doesn't give the light, but it is necessary to make light on, because it is necessary now to know what is the diversity. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.